And residents finally getting back to their normal lives, as you heard, but that may be more difficult for some than others, as we hear from KYW's Connor Barkon.
After 14 days of police combing through communities, people who live near the search areas may have trouble returning to their normal routine, especially if they don't take time to process what they just went through.
It might come out in increased anger, irritability, maybe sensitivity to threats that you might not have otherwise been so concerned about.
Westchester University psychology professor Michael Roach.
If it's feeling overwhelming, I'd really encourage you all, whether it's your child or yourself, to even take a few sessions with someone to check in and see if there's some ways you can process that and cope a little bit more effectively.
He says children in particular may have trouble understanding that there's no longer a threat.
There's some research that suggests that school-based proficiency tends to go down, especially the closer you are in proximity to the areas where the events have taken place.
Roach says you should remain calm if you do notice a change in your child and seek professional help if the problems linger for more than a few weeks. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.